Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
35802.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Tamika Jones.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
217 Sanders Road, Huntsville, Alabama, 35802.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on this to load here. One moment. Okay, so I do see here that you were charged $7.95. That was for the Platinum Ultra smartwatch. So the $7.95, that was strictly just the shipping for that smartwatch. And then you were charged the membership fee of a $67.32. And that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadget Club.
Ma'am, I did not enroll into any type of membership. I do not want your $125 gift card. That is not what I signed up for. Also, the watch that you all sent is not real.
Okay. So in the terms and conditions, I need for when you went to pay the shipping?
No. There were no terms and conditions. There was nothing mentioned about $67.32. I'm actually on the phone with my bank right now. And I have the receipt and I have the fake watch. I need you to uplift at $67.32. I don't want your gift card or the fake watch you sent for the shipping and handling.
Okay. So with it stating there in the terms and conditions about the $67.32 charge, it is a valid charge because you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions in order to
Ma'am, there was nothing and to so agree to. It was only shipping and handling. I'm on the bank with it now. We're disputing it. It is a fraudulent charge.
Okay. I understand. So,
I need you to
I did go ahead and
uphold.
Get this canceled for you. But as far as refunding, we would need your bank on the line to verify that there is no dispute, and then we can negotiate a refund.
There is a dispute because it is a fraudulent charge. I did not agree to terms and conditions. You all were not with AT&T. I sent that $7.95 and have a watch that doesn't even turn on. That is fraudulent. I do not owe you all $67. I did not agree. I paid for shipping and handling. I need for you all to whatever you're doing to uplift that $67.32.
Okay. And what I'm explaining to you is that with it being a dispute in process, we would not be able to get it refunded. You can give us a call with your bank on the line to verify the dispute will be dropped, and then we can negotiate a refund. But until that call, the charge would have to remain.
Cancel my $67.32 that you all fraudulently got out of my account. Also, you need to refund the $7.95 for the watch that is fake.
Okay, well, we'll be more than happy to negotiate a refund with you once we have that.
There's no negotiation. This is fraudulent. It needs to be canceled, and it needs to be canceled today. And if I knew where to send the watch, I would send that back.
Okay, and so once we get that call, and then we can negotiate the refund, but as far as it being canceled, I did
send
go ahead and get you
the refund
for any future
and cancel
charges.
It.
Well, I did go ahead
cancel.
And get you canceled for any future charges, but
and
as
refund.
Far as the refund, we would need the call.
And
for,
refund.
Unfortunately.
And refund. And I'm going to have them on your ass.